From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Security forces in Yemen were reported fighting suspected al-Qaeda militants outside the capital Sana'a today. Yemeni officials say two militants were killed. The U.S. and British embassies in Yemen remained closed for a second day today after what officials described as ongoing threats by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Starting today, air passengers flying into the U.S. from some countries will be subject to increased screening at airports. The Transportation Security Administration added the measures after last month's attempt to take down a jetliner in flight. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The TSA says the additional screening procedures, such as pat-downs and body scans, will apply to all passengers coming from countries considered state sponsors of terrorism, along with other so-called countries of interest. On the State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism are Cuba, Iran, Sudan, and Syria. The other countries whose passengers will be affected by the new rules include Nigeria, Pakistan, and Yemen. The crackdown follows the attempted Christmas Day bombing of a Northwest flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, when a Nigerian passenger was able to board the flight with explosives in his underwear. He was subdued by passengers after trying to detonate the bomb. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Weather forecasters say the unusually cold air sitting over about two-thirds of the U.S. will stay there for most of this week. From Minnesota to the Florida Peninsula, temperatures are as much as 20 degrees lower than normal. Forecasters say a winter storm could hit parts of Tennessee and Kentucky. People on Canada's east coast are cleaning up after a powerful weekend winter storm. It's blamed for three deaths. From Toronto, Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The province of New Brunswick was hardest hit as a storm surge crashed in from the Northumberland Strait into the tiny community of Port Elgin. The surge lifted buildings off their foundations and flooded dozens of homes and businesses. The quickly rising waters and the surge forced local officials to declare a brief state of emergency. The massive storm swept through the Maritimes, dumping about a foot of snow. In Nova Scotia, a man died from carbon monoxide poisoning after the power went out on Saturday night and he started up a generator. An 83-year-old man was found dead in the snow beside his home. And in Prince Edward Island, a pedestrian was killed when she was struck by a heavy snow-clearing machine. The storm caused heavy flooding and widespread power outages throughout the region. And in central Canada, snow squalls, high winds, and icy roads combined to create treacherous driving conditions, leading to hundreds of accidents. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Heavy, unstable snow in the Alps has caused at least five deaths due to avalanches. In China and on the Korean Peninsula, bitter cold and snow have slowed travel. Domestic flights to and from Seoul, South Korea, were canceled today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 130 points at 10,558. The Nasdaq Composite is up 34. This is NPR News. Egyptian officials say more than 1,200 people have crossed the Rafah border with Gaza. The three-day opening allows students, medical patients, and holders of foreign passports to leave Gaza and for humanitarian aid to enter. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Rafah.
Egyptian buses rumbled through the large iron gates at the border crossing, carrying Palestinians trying to get home to Gaza, or Egyptians with families in Gaza trying for a rare visit. One elderly woman said it had been 7 years since she'd seen three of her children, as she argued with an Egyptian border guard about her travel papers. Palestinians coming out of Gaza expressed their relief at finally being able to move, some to universities, others to hospitals for treatment they can't get in Gaza. Several people said they couldn't understand why Egypt didn't open the border more regularly. Egypt cites its treaty obligations and national security, but critics accuse Egypt of cooperating in an Israeli blockade of Gaza that they call inhumane. More than 200 trucks of humanitarian aid are waiting to cross into Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Rafah.
Iraq's prime minister says he will seek punishment for the five former Blackwater security guards accused of killing 17 Iraqi civilians in 2007. A U.S. judge dismissed all charges against them last week. The judge said the prosecution built a case on testimony made under immunity guarantees. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says the Iraqi government will undertake legal action in the U.S. Two roadside bombs exploded in the Iraqi city of Kirkuk, north of Baghdad. Three people were killed, at least two members of the police force. And four U.S. service members died when a bomb exploded in Afghanistan today. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.